what young guys you see in the business today, guitar players more specifically, you like?
That's a question I get all the time.
Yeah.
And I feel, you know what? I feel almost, what's the word now? Not insufficient to answer it, but not qualified.
Yeah.
Because this sounds weird to people. There is one person, there's one particular person in this world mm-hmm. who does not think of me as a guitarist, and that's me.
Yeah.
Because to me, the word guitarist denotes some expert on the instrument.
Okay.
Okay, so ist, you know, like the ist thing.
Right, right.
Some expert on the instrument. I am not.
Yeah.
I'm a musician who played drums long before I played guitar. I'm still a drummer.
Yeah.
I love to play jazz and swing when I play drums. It's my favorite type of drumming.
Right.
And I became a guitarist, okay, guitar player. But I'm a musician first and foremost. So whether it's a guitar or a sax or a keyboard mm-hmm. or a set of drums, that's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Now, you can make me focus on the guitar, and you could say, well, point out guitarists that are good. And I'm going to tell you Tommy Emmanuel, and I'm going to tell you, you know, there's certain... But then again, you've got slide players like Buddy Emmons.
Yes.
Okay, who's like just wickedly, unbelievably well-versed on a pedal steel.
That's right.
Okay, so playing jazz on it. These are ists. To me, these are like the guys that really have the instrument down and they can, you know, play anything and do anything and do it at any speed. And there's a lot of guys like that that are technically very proficient. Mm-hmm. So I'm naturally going to tell you they're all wonderful. But I much rather look at the rounded musician, you know, like who are the musicians that happen to be guitar players or happen to be. So when you ask me my list.
Oh, no.
My name is, the names are going to come out as not being all guitarists.
That's fine.
I'm going to tell you Billy Joel, and I'm going to tell you, you know, these generational talents.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's even a better.
The Mozart of the 20th century, meaning the musical genius mm-hmm. of the 20th century, I think, is Stevie Wonder.
Yes, absolutely.
The ability to multi-play instruments, the no song, two songs alike, every song written well, great voice, great harmonica, great, plays drums, plays keyboards. We're talking about a Mozart here. We're talking about a generational freak of nature in terms of talent.
Yeah.
Is Stevie Wonder.
Absolutely.
So once we start looking at Stevie Wonder, which has nothing to do with my music, right? It's not about...
No, it didn't have to be right, that. Right. No.
And then we start looking at Billy Joel and the stuff he writes, and Elton John and the Bee Gees and the Beatles.
Yeah.
When we start fashioning that echelon of musicians, how can we then start even comparing those who don't do that kind of stuff? No matter how good they are on the instrument, the guitar or the bass or the drums, it's all of a sudden it's a different kind of level. So I look at it as the musician level, and God bless them, they don't all play the same instrument.
Yeah.
You know? And it could even be vocalists. You know, it could be Tony Bennett. The greatest male vocalist of all time, in my opinion, is Tony Bennett. So, and I'm saying Tony Bennett back in the 70s when everyone said, who's Tony Bennett? You know, he wasn't famous then. He had, you know, gone down and his son brought him back up to fame.
Yeah.
So I look at that. Yeah. Who are the musicians? And they don't have to be famous. I very rarely watch anything on TV that has to do with music.
Yeah.
But occasionally I come across Res Blues. You know, the show where they show the Res Blues concerts where they have blues natives. And I see some absolutely unbelievable musicians in every band.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's that many good ones.
Yeah.
They're musicians. They're not out there trying to show how good they are. They're just playing, and they're playing the right stuff at the right time. And then I see the same thing in country bands.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a country band where a guy wasn't a fantastic musician.
Yeah.
Well, no matter what he's playing. He could be playing the pedal steel, could be playing guitar, acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
It's not just the ability. It's the notes they're playing, how they're putting them together, the musicality of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of great musicians. But there's always those generational ones.
Yeah.
And as good as all these other ones are that I'm mentioning, it's a totally different world than the generational talents that we've had over the years.
Yeah.
Now, people could argue who is generational, who's not. You know, people will say Bob Dylan was. Well, he was. But he isn't anymore.
That's right.
Okay? I'm sorry to Mitch, who loves him. Okay? but he was.
Yeah.
And no one could take that away from him. But he isn't anymore.
Yeah.
Some guys were and are. Stevie Wonder is.
Yeah. And that's rare.
It's different. Yeah. You know? That's what I'm talking about. That's why I call him the Mozart of the 20th century. Yeah.
Absolutely. Good answer on that one.